Good morning. And how are you? Today, Jesus, it's a scary gospel, right? You know, there's going to be wars coming. Everybody's going to hate you. That makes me feel better. And they're going to persecute you and they're going to do all these things, but don't worry about it. It's what he says. He says at the end, by your perseverance, you will attain life. And that's everlasting life. But what's it mean to persevere? You know, we hear about it all the time. Persevere, persevere, persevere. But what does that look like? Well, that's what I want to talk about. What does it look like to persevere, and how do we do it? The first thing you and I got to do to persevere is keep our eyes on the goal, which is Jesus. Keep our eyes on Jesus. So what's the first thing you got to do? You got to keep your eyes on Jesus. Okay? Now, when Jesus talks in the gospel, he says there's going to be wars. There's going to be people coming in my name. And if we look at those things, we're going to get anxious. But if we look at Jesus, we'll get strength. So we need to keep our eyes focused on Jesus. You know, when people go crazy before an election or after election, everybody's going nuts, you're all looking at the wrong things. There's only one thing to look at, and that's the person of Jesus Christ. And when you and I look at Jesus above all things, then peace will start coming into our heart. But as long as we look at all the things that could happen around us, we're going to go crazy. So the first thing to do to persevere is you must keep your eyes on Jesus. The second thing you need to do to persevere is you need to pray. What do you got to do? You got to pray. Now, praying is more than just saying prayers. Oh, God, help me. Praying is a surrendering of your life completely to Jesus Christ. It's about giving it to you. See, the problem is we try to control life here, and we can't. And as long as we keep trying to control life, we get crazy because we're trying to be the God of the universe. And so prayer isn't just about saying prayers. I would submit to you that you can say prayers every day and not pray, right? Because you're not entering into relationship. Until you completely surrender yourself to Jesus, it's not really prayer. It's hope-filled words to a God who may or may not be there. But you and I have to completely surrender ourselves. So you see, because when you and I surrender ourselves daily in prayer, the God who holds the universe and controls every star in the world and the universe can control you if you'll surrender yourself to his hands. Huh? He takes care of the whole universe. He can take care of your life. But he will not force himself on you. You got to make that true surrender every day. Jesus Christ, I surrender my life to you. I trust in you. Jesus, everything is yours. And that'll help us to persevere. So the first thing we got to do to persevere is what? Keep our eyes on Jesus. The second thing we got to do to persevere is we got to pray. The third thing you and I got to do to persevere is to never give up. What do you have to do? Never give up. And again, it's easy to give up, huh? I get discouraged crazy sometimes. That's it. I'm done. And then God says, oh, get over yourself. Okay, I will. A saint once said the difference between a saint and someone who's not a saint is a saint got up one more time, right? And we got to know that. That no matter how many times we've fallen, no matter how many times we've messed this up, no matter how many times we have looked at the world, the flesh, the devil, we have looked at our own weakness, we have been anxious, you get back up and you keep going on that road to Jesus. Never give up. And then when we do these three things, when we keep our eyes on Jesus, when we pray by completely surrendering ourselves to him, and when we never give up, he promises us the gift of eternal life, that this is where we get our life forever. Too often we look at too many other things that don't give us life. Keep your eyes on Jesus, pray, and never give up. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May you know his love today and forever. Amen.